Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Time to take a look at our pick of five things to do in Cape Town this long weekend. Remembering it's both Father's Day and Youth Day on Sunday, with the added bonus of that public holiday on Monday. And whether you're into ceramics, food, photography, art, music, and much, much more, there's a lot to keep you busy this weekend. We're going to start in Hermanus, where the Fane Arts Festival is already in full swing. A reminder, it's a 10-day celebration back for its 7th edition this year. And on the line with me is Mary Fora, the festival director. I know it's already well underway. What are some of the highlights to look forward to this weekend?
Well, this weekend we have Karen Zoid, who will be doing a show live in concert, and that will be on Saturday night. We have Peter Gase, who's going to be there doing two events, both his Echo of the Noise as a performance in the evening, as well as an interview as Evita Badenhout with Adam Committee, which would be great fun.
That must be hilarious. Okay, definitely worth looking out for.
It's going to be hysteric. Yeah, it is.
All right.
Adam Committee, Wadi, will also be doing Classic Clowns,
okay.
A show in the afternoon on Saturday afternoon.
Then I know wine is a big part of this event, and in fact, Saturday is International Chenin Blanc Day. Have you got anything special planned for that?
No, the Wine Plus series will be still in a full swing at that stage. And this is Melvin Minar, who curates the series. It's a 4-day series with a wine tasting, cuited wine tasting at 11 o'clock every morning, as well as at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with top presenters, top personalities of the wine industry, and that really is an unmissable event. And it's going to take place this year in a new place in Hermanus, at the Wine Blast, which is a new restaurant in Hermanus.
Okay. Now, I know there are lots of hands-on workshops as part of this event, everything from beach calligraphy to blending your own perfume. Any of those you'd like to mention?
And there is a Vicky Thomas will be doing a botanical drawing workshop. And as you know, she's a very well-respected doyen of botanical art in South Africa. There also, as you've mentioned, is blending your own perfume, which is a workshop. We keep all our workshops fairly small so that the people get a really good hands-on experience and a lot of individual attention. There we will be having the beach calligraphy as well as ordinary calligraphy, more traditional calligraphy, both for adults as well as for young people. So it's being a long weekend when there are children in Hermanus. We have Charles Duplessis, who is a fabulous pianist. He will be doing a story time on the piano with children.
Wonderful.
So families of Hermanus, there will be a lot for them. There's also a wonderful magician show with a highly an awarded magician who will be doing a concert. Sindiwe Magona, who is she's a wonderful woman. And she's going to be doing a story time with children as well. So there is a lot for young people. The beach calligraphy is for adults and a separate one for young people as well. So for families in Hermanus at the long weekend, you're going to be spoiled for choice.
Mary, it sounds like there are lots of different options. Is there a website we can direct listeners to sort out what they'd like to do, when, and at what cost?
Yes, of course. Our website is www.hermanusfanearts. There's a full word, hermanusfanearts, with an S at the end, .co.za. Tickets are available at web tickets, and they range for children's events and adults events from 40 rand to 185.
Mary Fora, Festival Director of the Hermanus Fane Arts Festival, thanks so much for chatting to us, and enjoy what's left of your event. If you'd rather head inland, then why not set your Google Maps for Franschhoek, which is hosting its annual Winter Wines event this weekend. Wine enthusiasts will be spoiled for choice, as a whole range of the local estates will be showcasing their best red wines, among them La Motte, La Couronne, La Brie, Plaisir de Mel, and others. You'll also be able to tuck into some soulful food, including artisan sourdough pizzas, paninis, tacos, and more. There's a special kiddies menu available, as well as supervised entertainment for the little ones. Now, it's all happening at the Franschhoek Cellar tomorrow, Saturday, from 11 till 4. Tickets cost 295 rand a person, and that includes your tasting glass, a sample of all the wines on show, and a 20 rand voucher to spend on your food. Booking is via web tickets. We stay in the Winelands for our next two suggestions, which are for those who want to spoil their dads on Father's Day. On Sunday, you can opt for a delicious three-course lunch at Grand Provence Heritage Wine Estate in Franschhoek. Tantalizing dishes on the menu include cured kabeljau, beef wellington, lionfish coconut curry, as well as malva pudding. It's an indulgent menu priced at 495 rand a person and includes a glass of bubbly on arrival. To book, you can email events@grandprovence.co.za. And you can also eat, drink and be merry at Spear Wine Estate in Stellenbosch on Sunday. A couple of options there. You can enjoy a wholesome farm-to-table luncheon feast at 8 restaurants. That includes meat raised on site by farmer Angus, who you might recall we had in studio just a couple of weeks ago. Now, the cost of the lunchtime feast is 480 rand per adult and 200 rand for kids under the age of 12. The other option is a spitbraai at the Spear Hotel Restaurant. That's 350 rand a head for adults and 160 for the kids. For both options, booking is via the DinePlan app, and you can visit www.spear.co.za for more information. Last but not least, you have the option of treating dad and kids to a day out on the Red City sightseeing buses here in Cape Town. You can purchase your special Father's Day 3-for-1 ticket online at a cost of 220 Rand and get a one-day classic bus ticket and a free harbour cruise for dad and two kids. They'll even treat him to a free beer at participating restaurants along the route. More info for that is on www.citysightseeing.co.za. Sunday isn't just Father's Day. It happens to be Youth Day as well this year, and obviously an event that is very important in our history and worth commemorating. There's a rather special musical commemoration happening at the Artscape Theatre tomorrow, Saturday. It's the Oratorio of a Forgotten Youth, a musical and theatrical narrative reflecting on the youth of 1976 and their sacrifices for our freedom. Now, this production features the Standard Bank Young Artist for Jazz 2019, Mantla Mhlangeni, performing alongside the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra and the Amandla Freedom Ensemble and Choir. It's happening at 6 p.m. Saturday evening at the Artscape Theatre. Tickets are 200 rand a person and you can book through web tickets.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
Finally, a heads up that the annual Holistic Festival will take place in Observatory this coming Monday on the public holiday. The venue is the OBS Community Centre and the event is open from 9 until 4. You can expect everything from massages, demos, rain sticks, yoga, aromatherapy, stalls selling everything from clothing and books to organic vegetarian food. The entry is only 5 rand a head and that is in aid of the Angel Wings Community Outreach Project. For more information or to take a look at which stall holders you'll find, please look for Southern Suburbs Holistic Festival on Facebook.